Session number 11358.
Major Futterial 3.
We launched the canoe, and I got into the front seat to allow General Giro to take his place in the rear one. I should say that General Giro was a very tall man with very long legs, and I think he found it impossible to get his legs down into the canoe, probably. Anyway, he sat on the back of the canoe, which, of course, made the centre of gravity a lot higher than it should be. And, quite frankly, the stability was almost nil. I had been warned that I would face a court-martial if I tipped him into the sea before. I think this is why I was given the job. I was the junior, and so I think I was given the dirty job on this occasion. Anyway, we started off, and I found that I could take about 3 strokes of the paddle, and I then had to lay the paddle flat on the water to stop the canoe rocking, because after 3 paddles it was rather like a pendulum. It was beginning to rock. The sea state was reasonable. There was a swell, but no broken water, so there wasn't a problem from that side. The major problem was the fact that this wretched flying boat kept its engines running and was going away from me as fast as I could paddle towards it. Eventually, the submarine saw what was happening, and they signaled the flying boat and suggested they cut their engines while the operation was going on, and if they had a sea anchor, to stream that, which they did. And we were able to catch them up and do the transfer. Anyway, I eventually got alongside this flying boat, and we were to embark the passengers through the blisters, where the waste guns were in normal course. I got alongside this and looked up at the airman and made some comment to the effect that they were welcome to the general, because he was a bit of a silly old bee. He nearly turned me over several times coming across, and if they didn't watch out, he'd turn their flying boat over as well. He climbed up in, and as he got in, he turned round and said, "Well, thank you very much, Lieutenant, for getting me across here. I'm sorry I caused you so many problems." I was absolutely horrified. He spoke perfect English. He must have known everything that we said about him on board Seraph and everything else. And I said, "I'm sorry, sir, where's that effect?" And paddle like hell for away in the other direction. We transferred the remainder of the personnel over, his son, Leon, and I think one other person, plus all the gear. My memory was of the thing, really, I think, is passing Dickie Livingston paddling across to the flying boat as I was going back across to Seraph, and he was, I think, had Leon with him, and he was paddling and being violently seasick at the same time, because poor Dickie was a very poor sailor, and anything in any sort of a sea used to make him ill, especially coming out of a submarine with a rather heavy atmosphere in it and into fresh air. Anyway, we eventually did the rest of the transfer. I did another trip, I think, with Kip and things like that. And the flying boat took off, and we set sail once again towards Gibraltar, where we landed, I think, on the 10th of November, from memory. A sequel to the this little episode was some, I suspect, 18 years later, when HMS Seraph was celebrating its 21st birthday party at Dolphin, and I was invited to attend. And we had a dinner, and one of the guests was the General Saint Leon, and I introduced myself to him again and said, I owe you an apology, or your family an apology. I said, I'm afraid I was rather rude to your late father when I deposited him in the submarine. And he turned round and he laughed and he said, it was you, was it? He said, my father said that he remembered you looking as though if the sea had opened up and swallowed you up, you'd have been only too pleased at the time. But he said he didn't mind at all. He said he used to laugh about it and tell the story on numerous occasions afterwards. Because he thought, he really had heard by then that we had been told that he couldn't speak English. So, but he said, apparently he said something about my language wasn't quite as diplomatic as I apparently said on this tape anyway.